Do we have enough wonder in our lives? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Kirk Schneider, adjunct faculty in clinical psychology at Saybrook University, says probably not.
The psychology of awe, or the humility and wonder, sense of adventure toward living, is a hot topic. One of the challenges with this topic, however, is that it is so often framed as a high or short-term lift. That is why I distinguish between the short-term jolt of awe, or what I call quick boil awe, and the lifelong slow simmer form of awe. The quick boil form of awe tends to link with activities such as visiting the Grand Canyon, taking a mind-altering drug, and attending a breathtaking concert. The slow simmer awe, on the other hand, transforms the exhilarating energy of quick boil awe into something long-lasting, such as staying open to the radiant scenery of everyday life, making a lifestyle of wonder and discovery, delving deeply into a project, and consistently engaging with life's many-sidedness. Whether unveiled in one's work or love life, in child-rearing, friendships, or the larger community of which one is a part. In short, as a researcher of the psychology of awe, I am thrilled that the topic is now being highlighted in so many sectors of our culture. But I also want to caution that there is a danger in confining awe to a particular moment or thing, as these can reduce the life-altering qualities of awe and also potentially convert it into an idolatry or a commercial product. Slow simmer awe, on the other hand, is an attitude that can accompany us for a lifetime. It can not only expand the possibilities for individual vitality, but it can enrich the evolution of our society from child-rearing to education and from the work setting to governance.
That was Kirk Schneider of Saybrook University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.